third impeachment of an American president ever. The House of Representatives is arguing the rules for debating two articles of impeachment against Donald Trump: abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The expected vote would set up a trial in the U.S. Senate in early 2020. Here's AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Presidential historian Barbara Perry says the nation should try to avoid removing a democratically elected president unless absolutely warranted.
We present you not just with high crimes and misdemeanors, but a constitutional crime in progress.
Democrat Jamie Raskin says the president's already subverted democracy and is still trying to invite foreign election interference.
The majority is seeking to remove the president over something that didn't happen.
Republican Tom Cole says there's no reason to impeach the president, who says Democrats are doing what they say he did, abusing power.
The whole impeachment thing is a hoax.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The House vote, after 6 hours of debate, is expected to follow strict party lines, with the Democrats for and the Republicans against impeachment. That could coincide with President Trump's appearance at a campaign rally in Michigan. University of Virginia presidential historian Barbara Perry says Donald Trump's legacy will be stained in much the same way it was for an impeached Bill Clinton. But she also says so far the impeachment drive has had little effect on Mr. Trump's standing in the polls.
He left office, one of our most popular presidents, but his obituary will say that he was impeached. And that's what Donald Trump's obituary will say, too.
The group Reporters Without Borders says fewer journalists were killed this year, but more ended up in jail. In its annual report, the watchdog group says 49 journalists have been killed this year, but close to 400 are imprisoned. The fall in the number of deaths is traced to fewer reporters killed in war zones. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The Trump impeachment story is having an effect on TV viewing in the United States. AP correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel reports last week.